the Australians trying to leave Egypt say they're frustrated by the assistance being offered by the Australian Embassy in Cairo. Extra consular staff are on their way to Egypt, and a Qantas flight chartered by the federal government will take stranded Australians out on Wednesday. But for many frightened tourists, that hasn't been enough, and despite warnings to get out of the country, there are still many Australians living in Egypt who are choosing to stay. Paula Kruger reports.
In the early hours of the morning, Max Latimer from Brisbane received a text message from his wife to let him know that she and their two adult daughters were safely on board a flight from Cairo to Istanbul. It was a relief after a stressful 3 days trying to get them out of Egypt. But although relieved, Max Latimer still isn't happy with the way Australian authorities have responded to the unrest in Egypt.
I think they totally underestimated what was going on. Because up until 4:30 or 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the response was, it's no big deal, just get out commercially while you can, which ignored the fact that there were 4,000 or 5,000 people apparently at Cairo Airport. No way anyone can go on the internet, that's shut down, mobile phones are shut down, emails are shut down, ATMs are shut down. Fortunately, I was able to arrange the ticket from the Australian end, otherwise it would never have happened at the Egyptian end.
So it was you that booked the commercial flight for your wife and two daughters to get from Cairo to Istanbul?
Yes, because it could never have happened in Egypt.
Did your wife and daughters have any dealings with the Australian embassy in Cairo?
Yes, they tried speaking to the embassy, who would say they would get back to them. They never got back to them. And then they finally got back to me yesterday at 3 a.m. this morning, local time.
For those Australians who haven't been able to arrange a commercial flight to get out of Cairo, the federal government has chartered a Qantas flight that will leave for either Germany or London on Wednesday, Cairo time. Extra consular staff are being placed amid the chaos at Cairo Airport to help Australians trying to get out. But for people like Waleed Nasser, this is of little help. He's with his wife and three daughters but are outside the capital and have no way of getting to the airport. He is speaking here to SBS Online.
We're in Alexandria, that's the problem. They've contacted us, this is the Australian consulate, has contacted us after we contacted them 15 times. We contact them, they do not return calls, they don't get back to us. Finally, we've been able to speak to one of them and they said, look, we're able to get you on an emergency flight that we're booking for, we're putting a Qantas plane to come and potentially fly out to either Germany or England, but then you're on your own. But you have to get to the Cairo airport on Wednesday. You know, we have no way of getting to Cairo. We're in Alexandria at the moment, which is about 190 or 200 kilometres away from Cairo, and the domestic flights are all shut down, the train lines are shut down, there's no buses, there's a curfew, so you can't actually leave unless you leave between the hours of 8 in the morning and 2 p.m. There's a main lifeline highway which goes between Alexandria and Cairo. It's on a desert road, and unfortunately we've been advised by the police and by, you know, locals that you're crazy if you go on there, because there's Bedouins and escaped convicts that are pretty much hijacking cars that drive. They're just machine gunning them and they're raping and causing major issues. It's just a schmozzle.
Australians living in Cairo say there is a lot of fear and that it's difficult to separate truth from rumour because communication networks are so unreliable right now. Natasha Shirazi is an Australian lawyer living and working in Cairo. She says despite the chaos, she and her husband have chosen to stay for now.
We have friends and family who are here at the moment and we feel very connected to the country by trying to do what we can in spreading information and making sure that our friends are safe, that we're doing a lot more here than we would be if we were to leave. So we're not ready to abandon the country yet.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has advised all Australian nationals to leave Egypt. However, the switchboard at the Cairo embassy could not cope with the volumes of calls, and people in Egypt or those concerned about family there are now being encouraged to contact the Consular Emergency Centre in Canberra instead.
Paula Kruger.